Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
All right, I want to start today's teaching on a very sober note. In fact, when I started thinking about this note, the fact that I have to start on this note today, I started reconsidering the possible need to maybe some other time take maybe a part B of healing from dysfunctional background because of how serious it is. Now, please look up, everyone. A survey in one of the institutes in America revealed that almost all who became serial killers or some terrible leaders in the world, or people you may want to refer to as deviant. You know, to be a deviant is not to conform to the norms and standards of the society. Drug lords and all that. The survey showed that almost all of them are from dysfunctional backgrounds, including presidents that killed people in mass. We either have an issue of missing father or missing mother, but more importantly, you have more cases of missing fathers. Okay? So the issue of family. I saw somebody commented on one of my posts online. Somebody shared that post, and the person commented and said, all these young pastors need training. Why will you be teaching gamophobia? Let those who don't want to marry not marry. That is the insensitivity that has affected the body of Christ to where we are. Okay? We must not produce another insensitive generation like that. Do you understand? So there's a case I want to speak on, and that's the case that happened of the young Nigerian musician that died. But many of us will believe that the reason why the matter affected the whole country was because the guy suffered on many ends. But I think particularly the major source of the problem was the family. We are establishing the foundation of homes on sentiment. Okay? The truth is that many people who give birth to children don't care. But they will show up once the child starts prospering. And you have to forgive. And that's the reality of our world. It was so painful looking at the fact that people could not tell if the father could be involved or not. That's how bad. See, it doesn't matter how much your star is shining. If you don't take proper attention to detaching yourself from wrong backgrounds and wrong settings in the family, it can bring you down. And sometimes the process of doing that will look like you are wicked. And if you don't decide, and I want to be, are you following what I'm saying here? If you don't decisively make some decisions, that background will bring you down. Let me just give this in code. One of my daughters was getting married years back. And she had the conversation with few days to the traditional wedding, the dad called her and said, "Do you think you can prosper in marriage?" The kind of statement he was using on the girl, even the devil, if he was a person, should not use that. And I looked at her, I said, "My God, let me say this to you. You forgive. But there are people not to restore relationship with because they have not changed. Let me give you an instance. This is a crucial matter. This is a crucial matter. And I need to enter fully and touch it. Let me give you an instance. A man gave birth to a child, abandoned the child with the mother. The mother labored, suffered, raised the child with sweat and tears. Suddenly the child became something. And this man has shown up. Oh, wow, interesting. Forgiven. Forgiven. But now, still coming with a sense of entitlement, as though the child does not have a right to do anything for the mother. And now, the one showing up, now saying, "Toh, you have younger siblings, just so you know." No, that's a dangerous case. And if you don't decisively deal with certain matters, the background will magnet you. Are you following what I'm saying here? One of the things that the devil is using to attack destiny carriers in Africa is bad families. Dysfunctional ones. Painful ones. And many people do well everywhere else except in their families. And when it comes to fulfilling God's plan for your life, you have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You know, I think when the young man died, I had to check a few of his songs. And I saw part like, "Stepmother doesn't care. Mother left. Daddy did this and daddy did that." Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your children will not be taken care of behind you.
Amen. Amen.
You will live long.
Amen.
To be the kind of father and mother you should be to your children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please be seated. And I'm pushing this out there for everyone who are fighting for their survival. It's a battle for your life. And you must win. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me say, listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that do not prematurely bring anybody into your life who was never a part of it. Sometimes daddy is not the one who gave birth to the child, but the one who raised the child. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Did you hear that statement? Very important. All right. These are very, very serious matters. In joining people together over the years, more than 50% of times I've had to go behind and wipe away tears. That, why are families like this? Many young people are going through struggles that the parents may never understand. May never. And because the political system is an offshoot of the family mentality, you don't question things. It's a place where nobody listens to anybody. Nobody cares. And you have to do better. That's why I'm teaching you this. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You have to do better. You look at a country where people are misbehaving and nobody can question. It's the mentality they grew up with. According to scriptures, the way you train your child, it will not depart from it. Okay? That's scripture. So when you see politicians that will eat the commonwealth of the nation and owe nobody apology, how were they raised? The same way. No, many of you have never heard in your life your parents say, I'm sorry. I've offended you. Sorry, I hurt you. Sorry, I should not have said that. Sorry, I should not have done that. And we just move on and believe that part of adulthood is that when you do anything, you go scot-free. And then we repeat the same system and give birth to children, repeat the same nonsense. It has to change. Until we get the family right, we can't get any other thing right in this country. That's the truth. The quality of people getting married. You know, as we're coming down, I was meditating that the person you will marry is human being first and foremost. Not a ghost. Not an angel. Not a fallen spirit. The person is not in heaven. The person is on earth somewhere. So what quality of human being is the person? At least human. Let's start from that. What quality of individual are you? How do you think? How were you raised? What have you allowed life to do to you? Has life changed you? Let me share a story with you. Life happens to people. So when I talk, I know where I'm talking from. Years back, I have a very young lady, very dear to my heart. Very, very amazing young girl. This girl was taken, we took the girl from a mad woman. Alright, she had worked with her mother, a mad woman, from birth till she, the mad woman took care of her till she was about 9. So imagine a girl from cradle, alright, till she was about 9, taken from the mad woman, took her to the orphanage home, became one of the brightest, alright, was clearing on her courses. Something happened, one thing led to another, the orphanage home got dissolved, lost contact with her. And I tried trying to get someone that can link me with her. At some point, I was thinking, I need to find this girl and probably bring her over to join us in Ibadan. Let's take care of the school fees and see what we can do going forward. So finally, I got her contact. And this is one of the most painful stories of my life. And when I got the contact, I spoke with her on phone. And within the first 1 minute, it occurred to me, I've lost this girl. It is not the same girl anymore. Life has done some almost irreversible damage. The thinking, the orientation has changed. She has entered survivor mode. And now she will do anything for it. My God. Just shook my head. And at that point, you have to find a way to help from afar. Anybody who is not experienced will quickly want to fight what I have said. Listen to what I'm saying. I have been involved in social works for a while. So when I say life has happened to people, and from what I'm looking at, I'm seeing that this one is beyond. I know what I'm saying. Let me give you another illustration. Years back, I think precisely 20, I can't remember when precisely, maybe 2016 or thereabout, there was a young boy I was going to take custody of. The mother happened to be a prostitute, and I went somewhere in Ogun State. I saw the boy. My mom actually talked to me about the boy. Saw the boy. She got in contact with them, got interested. Saw the boy, smart boy, but the environment is already messing him up. I mean, he will be there when other men are coming to sleep with the mother. He will have to wait outside the door while he's waiting. He's doing all sorts of things. Things he should not be exposed to at that age. So I said, I want to take custody of this boy. You will never have to bother about his feeding from now till university. I'm not entitled to anything. I just want to help. She was so excited and agreed. But like I said, life happens to people. Some people went to talk to her. If you allow him to take your son, they'll use the boy, blah, blah, blah. She gathered boys and they were waiting for me. That if I should come to that place to carry the boy, they will lynch me. The moment the news got to us, we just allowed and just said, okay, no problem. We wanted to help. All right? Few weeks after then, somebody went to sleep with the woman, used her for a ritual and killed her. That was the golden moment to have rescued that boy. But the orientation of the mother. Listen, African parent, let me tell you what love is not. Many people that celebrate the parent for loving don't know that what they're actually celebrating is not love, is wickedness. So let me give you an illustration. When you go on the street and you see a woman carry twins inside hot sun and say, hey, please give me money. Hey, please consider these children. What do you look at on the surface? Hey, loving mother. But that's the highest order of wickedness. If you truly care about that children, you will not expose them to that. Oh, my son is doing Yahoo, but please pray for him. That is not love. That is the survival of the mother. She doesn't care about his life. She knows he will die. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that there are a lot of cruelty in African setting that we celebrate as love, but it is not. And these are issues. These are issues. I'm sharing this because I want us to understand that teaching on the subject of marriage is not for the excitement of relationship. It's a warfare. What we are doing every time we stand here, what you do about this is a warfare. Making that decision that my God, my life will be better because everything begins from the family. Do you understand what I am saying? Can I give you a moment to pray? I say, God, help me. Let me give you a moment to pray. Let me give you a moment to pray. Just ask for help. Ask for help. Your heart, your orientation is helped. Be very deliberate about what you're asking for. Be precise. I will do better. I have better insight. I have better understanding. In the name of Jesus. I will not fail the next generation. I will not be self-centered. I will not be selfish. I will not be carried away. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Please be seated. One of the graces upon my life is to help people not repeat patterns. When people come to me and say, Apostle, please, do you mind? I want to follow you. I want to be accountable. And one of the first questions I ask them is, tell me about your family. Tell me about your dad. Tell me about your mom. I must know from day one. Are we journeying not to be like him or not? If we are journeying not to be like him, the first thing we have to do is to unlearn. Because there is no way the mentality that raised you will not raise you towards his direction. We have to unlearn. Sometimes it's a very brutal job. It's a tedious role because you can be misunderstood somewhere in between and forth. Oh yes. You need to see the names some people now call us. I say, God, it is only in heaven. God will now say, do you know what you have done? Oh yes, you need to know. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So all these things and more are from the reasons why many people are not interested in marriage. And many times I just enjoy seeing feedbacks online. Look at the comment section, both the ones that are insulting. It points at the same thing. There are orientations that messed people's mind up about marriage. In fact, sometimes people go as far as saying, when I say you should trust your wife, make sure you can. Many men would have survived if only they could trust their wives. You see people commenting. And many times married people, that when you trust a woman, she will use it against you. What informed that? A body of knowledge. Okay? That's why I'm saying that this zero to 100 about marriage, calm it down. In building friendship, understand the person. Who are you? Because orientation is not something you discover from day one. You begin to discover it as time. In fact, you cannot know a person's orientation until they are relaxed. Okay, so you want to build friendship and get this person to relax. Then we now see the natural flow of the orientation. If you move from just meeting and start talking about marriage, you will never know the person's orientation. You need an atmosphere to relax. Then let this person feel at home. Then you now begin to see how this person is thinking. How do they see women in their family? How does he perceive men? And I said on Sunday that sometimes the most dangerous woman to marry is a woman who doesn't mind living alone. That is, somewhere along the line, she's ready to do her life alone without a man, but she has said yes to you. Staying in the marriage is optional. So you are not going to be settling matters. Anybody that considers the home as an option will not get matters settled. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You need to know the person's orientation. That's the fact. There are things I would have loved to had, but I will not had. Because if I should, then I owe you the duty of having to dwell on them and it will take our entire time. Okay? So, but like I said, I think I will have to make sure I dwell. I have to move on and teach other things because we are preparing for 2024 already. So this subject, I'm glad the way it has blessed people, but there is more. There are many more things that God is doing. True or not true? Yes. So people wear suits on many things on wedding day, and they wear wedding gown on many things. And after the wedding day, you now begin to see the things they wore suit on and the things they get well gown on. They will come out. Makeup can't take them away. So many of the things that are now happening, from the beginning it was not so. Is that okay now? So on Sunday I started the subtopic on gamophobia. Then we look at the possible cause of it. We looked at 9, right? And then we went to what men are afraid of, or the fears of men in marriage. about women, or what men are afraid of about women. We dealt with that. Then today we are going to what women fear about men in marriage. Okay? Are you ready for tonight? Okay? So the first question is, what is a woman's number one need in marriage? What is a woman's number one need? What do you think is what do you think is a woman's number one need? Love and affection, okay? Attention. Care. Okay, attention, okay? Okay. Let's have this security. Okay. All right. I didn't want to jump. I wanted to say, let's ask you, man. A woman's number one need is security. Listen. I understand you are a spontaneous guy. You can just decide around past 10. I said, I need to see my friend. You can just make some financial decisions, go broke for a while and recover. The moment you are planning to get married, start minimizing risk. Women don't like it. Okay? So a woman's number one need is security. And what women fear the most in men is instability. Instability. A man who is not stable. A man who is not rock solid. So let's check scriptures. Let's check scriptures. Are you with me? Hello, are you with me? Are you sure? Are you learning something? Are you sure you're learning something? Let me show you a scripture. Genesis chapter number 2. Are you with me? Genesis chapter number 2. Let's look at God's orientation. So, Genesis 2 from verse 7. And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the middle of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Verse 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And it was parted, it became four heads. All right. Listen, what this simply means is that for the garden to be nourished and become what God wants to want, there has to be four sources into the garden. Some people have said, but it's not a doctrine, all right, that at least a man should have multiple streams of income. Some people said four. All right. But it also shows the mindset of God. Is that okay now? That you need multiple streams, okay? But it's not a doctrine. Is that okay now? Yes. So let me jump again to verse 15 now. And the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall die. Then, when God has done all this in verse 18, God now said, it is not good for the man to be alone. All right, so what God did was that he placed the man there, the male man. In Genesis 1 from verse 26, Bible said, God said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. Is that okay now? So God made man in his own image and in his own likeness. And the Bible said, male and what? Female created he them. Is that okay now? Male and female created he them. Genesis 1:26. But in Genesis 2:18, God is now saying it is not good for man to be alone. It means that right from the start, the woman was not an afterthought. God already did it. You must understand that. As a woman, you are not an afterthought. You were in the plan from the very beginning. The day God made man spiritual, male and female created he them. Is that clear now? Is that very clear now? All right. By what I'm saying it, because people say, what are you talking about? All right. In Genesis 1:26, already in the mind of God, male, female. But he released the male first. Because when you are starting a building, it is the foundation first. And when it is foundation, your focus on foundation is not beauty. Your focus is strength. So your most important quality as a man is strength and stability. God is about to found a family on you. You need to be strong. You're going to raise children. You have to be strong. You can't be a wimp. You can't be carried to and fro by everything. No. You have to know where you want to live. You have to know what you want to do. You have to know what kind of work you want to do. You can't get a family and start guesswalking. You need stability. Are you following what I'm saying here? So one of the greatest fears of women in marriage is what? Instability. Okay? Because the woman needs that to be secured. She needs financial security. Financial security is not worldliness. Okay? In economics, you said money has different purposes. Okay? But majorly, money is for transactional purposes. Am I correct? But one of the things money is used for is that you need it for precautionary purposes. Let me look up, everybody. Are you aware that the following things are not emergencies? Number one, delivery. It takes 9 months to plan. Talk to me. I said delivery is not an emergency. But there are emergencies. Sicknesses can be an emergency. And if somebody is sick and there's no money to take the person to a standard hospital, the person can die. So if money is not available and there are children, there are issues. Okay? And when we say cut your coat according to the available materials, it also has to do with the number of children you give birth to. Don't give birth to more than what you can afford to raise. Do you understand what I'm saying? Giving birth to plenty children when there's no money is no prestige. So what the African mentality is, let's give birth to them plenty. We don't know which one will succeed and will not take care of us. And then you bring destinies into life who will have to wander and scramble their way through life and become defective. Okay? If what you can conveniently raise is two, do two. Don't give birth to two extra for the community and say so that they can know that, that you are not impotent. Why? Okay? We have to change these things. Do you understand what I'm saying there? And then the whole idea of somebody getting married and the following month, family members are already calling, how far? Your stomach, what's going on? Is witchcraft. It is possible to be married and you are not ready to bring children to this world yet. It exists. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need a lot of things to be put together before you start bringing children, including preparing your mind for it. You need to. And we have to say these things. You need to. One of the things I was able to do well before I got married was to draft many documents, many things. I was thinking ahead. That's the truth. Sometimes when our daughter enters our room, she comes to our room she comes like you have entered a refugee camp. Where's food? Okay? So if you don't have your life in order, the children will come take everything over. You have to prepare for their arrival. Okay? And sometimes somebody is preparing for one. An ultrasound starts showing that there's four inside. You have 9 months to prepare your mind. Invite family and friends and say, come and help me. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? It happens. It happens. In fact, I've seen cases where the men will run away. A man is riding bike. Then the woman now said she got pregnant and gave birth. And now gave birth to 6. Now, listen to this. I think the most powerful force in life is the force of the spoken words. Sometimes I can call it the force of prophecy. The world is heading towards what has been said. It began with what was said. But I think the most dangerous force also is the force of prophecies. Can I quickly run you through how prophecy destroys people? Yes. It is. In fact, one of the things I want to do is so that you are not just saying amen to every prophecy you are not prepared to handle. So when we say that there's somebody here between now and, we are saying by 11:59 p.m., there's somebody here that you can see get a car before 12. Amen! But we know it's not true. Except by one spectacular. And before the car will even get to you, 12 don't pass. Hey, I think I'm already offending religion. Let me give you another one. There's somebody here. Before the sun sets today, you are about to handle billions of naira. Amen! There's nothing the person is doing that will bring it. Why are people not taking responsibility when they should? Because they have a word of prophecy as a backup plan that will come to pass. It has given them false hope, and they'll be very stranded in life. Despise not prophesying. We are not despising. You understand what I'm saying? We are not despising prophecies. But how many amen has changed your life? Let me give you another one so you can understand what I'm saying. Years back, something happened. Alright? I'm very careful now. Social media can be a lot. Sometimes you don't know who is watching. But let me just try. Okay? Let me try and give you something. Years back, a prophet came to tell a young guy in school that when he's done, he doesn't need to serve. Because the person that is his helper will come and pick him from the house and take him to America. So he didn't serve. In fact, I'm not sure he finished. He waited for that helper for over 5 years. As at the time I met him, he was trekking from place to place. That's how they use prophecy to nail him. I'm not trying to raise a bunch of intellectuals who are not honoring the word of God. Because there's an extreme. And you must get the balance. There are many things God will say about you that you can't figure it out at the time it is said. And that doesn't mean it won't come to pass. But we are saying, for people not to have a life of preparation and just believe that it is God who will do everything, a lie. There's somebody here, before the next 24 hours, you're about to become the richest man in the world. It's not true. There's nobody here that will become the richest man in the world within 24 hours. It's not true. I say it's not true. You say, Apostle, why are you talking like this? What? You see, that's your problem. When we are telling you the truth, you will not accept. It takes false Christians to produce false prophets. Because false prophets feast on false Christians. Okay, what are you selling that will make you the richest man in the world within 24 hours? Sugar, you know they said. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Why is Nigeria not experiencing the change it needs? Because somewhere along the line, every 31st night, you just believe that God is going to come down and change Nigeria this year. Nah, lie. Your election has proven it. It's not true. In fact, I had to go and study the history of nations. I didn't see any nation that emerged through divine intervention. People got tired and broke yokes. Period. That's the pattern. And Nigeria is no different. Even Israel. Listen to this. God brought them out through, it was with a fight. Moses led a revolution. Go and read your Bible. A serious one. Do you understand what I am saying? Now listen. He that prophesied to the church prophesied for edification, for comfort, and for strength. Listen to this. Listen to what I'm saying. Any prophecy that is not a confirmation of what God is already saying to you, discard it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So why are people not becoming strong? And this is because they are running with false prophecies. You can see somebody who obviously is in problem. I mean, you should adjust your life and put this in place. You talk, you wonder, why is this person not? He said he has something in the prophecy note. And that thing is not translating to an action that is corresponding with this. It won't work. So let me give you an instance. You know, every year when we have meetings, my spiritual father come, bless the house, and release words for the next season. True? Do you think it is by saying amen alone that will make those words come to pass? No. We have to start laboring in the direction of the word. Spirit of Life Church is not going to move from this point to another point because it is a new year and a new season. No, sir. We will have to work. We will have to learn and unlearn. We will have to implement new strategies. We will have to review our ideals. It is in doing this that prophecies come to pass. Even Newton's law of motion states that every object remains in uniform state of motion or state of rest unless it is compelled to change by an external force acting on it. Simply put, time doesn't change anything. Somebody believes because you are about to clock 30. So 30 is the age of enthronement. Now, it can be the age of slavery. Your problem can start at 30. See, David became, was anointed at 12, became a king. At what age? Say 30. Joseph got the dream at what age? 17. Became prime minister at what age? 30. Me too. Before I clock 30, I worked. I had lists of things I wanted to achieve at that time. The things I wanted to have done. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
if not, we'll be shouting loud amen, but our life will not translate to anything. This one I'm telling you, I know it like I know my name. Another 4 years will come. You will not do the things you should do because you have received certain words. We have to be very wise. Okay? You need financial stability. Is that okay? And it's not going to come by saying amen. You will have to have vision. You will have to have plans. Okay? You will have to draw strategies. You will have to implement them. Okay? You will have to execute them. Yes. You will have to read and learn and know the way money works. You will have to take risk. You will need to have investment. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? You need to have these things. You need to partner with different organizations. And if you want to work solely on salary, then you have to apply for high-paying jobs. Is that okay now? It doesn't work by saying amen. Say amen, somebody. That's the truth, sir. That's the truth. Okay? That's the truth. What we come to learn in church is that we learn the principles of God for our lives. Is that okay now? Amen. The same way, ritual. Money, have you ever seen anybody that enter full bliss through money ritual? Even the gods know they smell that level. Somebody will cut 50 people's head and then now enter. No, go enter full bliss. Now change the gods go give them. Something that, do you understand what I'm saying? God is not a money doubler. He's not. And we have to know this and know peace. I say we have to know this and know peace. I say we have to know this and know peace. If we do the things we should do, we'll not have to say, we'll not have to be screaming amen for money. Talk to me now, guys. Talk to me. Let's be honest. The pastor who is saying, say amen, before the sun falls, you are going to be the richest man. Is he getting money by saying amen? So wake up. Take your finance seriously. Okay? It will help you build a stronger base. Is that okay now? It's needed. You need money to be a husband. You need money. Don't demonize women. I said you need money. Don't look for a woman that will go and cook soup with 200 naira and say, a good woman, when you want to marry a good woman, tell her to go and buy, make soup with 200 naira. She'll be able to make soup and buy this. That thing you are saying, I know where it's coming from poverty background. It's poverty mindset. In this economy, in all honesty, will you be glad if they do that with your sister? I'm looking at you. It's not like you are the ones doing it. Is that okay? I'm just looking randomly. If somebody should call your sister now and say, I want to test you, whether you are a good wife material, go and cook soup and make everything for me with 200 naira to show you. Is that good? What figure of speech is that? And you too, the girl they want to marry, you are so eager to prove that with 200 naira you are a homemaker. 500 yards of wife material. The cloth is torn. I said the wife material is torn. Battered mentality. Nonsense. And all these things is because people are learning wrongly. Is that okay? I've seen people say some things like, you don't need much to be to marry. You don't need more. It's true. Like, you just need a regular source of income, something predictable. Alright? To have financial security, it must be predictable. Is that okay? The rhythm must be predictable. But the people who are saying you don't need money, if you are broke, you ask them, they won't give you. They will push you. Go now, what? Don't go. It's faith you used to marry. It's not true. I said it's not true. Let me leave it there. Will you need faith in marriage? Yes. Faith, listen to this. Faith is a currency in the spirit realm, not a currency in the world of men. If you go to buy petrol and say, take it now in the name of Jesus, they will slap you. Talk to me now. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Here, money answers all things. Faith doesn't pay for a rise in the market. Faith doesn't buy meat. Talk to me now. Talk to me. Christians, talk to me. You go to buy suya. Where the knife is so sharp. You say, this one, how much? Say 2,000. That one, how much? 3,000. Two of them put together. This one, how much? After he has put everything, he said, Nida, let me pray for you. They will beat. Hmm. Is somebody listening to what I'm teaching here? Are you sure you are following what I'm teaching you? Huh? Are you sure you are following what I'm teaching you? Let me pray for you. God is going to bless you with supernatural ideas. You'll be the kind of fathers, husbands, and wives you should be. You will not miss God's plan. In Jesus' name, amen. Sit down. So, like I said the other time, it doesn't end with saying what? Amen. We must now take the wisdom that comes as a result of that prayer and convert it into what? Viable things. Is that okay now? Very important. Simple as that. Okay? One of the things we did to change our financial situation in my family was that when we got married, I just told my wife at some point, I said, "Do you trust me?" She said, "Yes." I said, "I've been thinking. So I want to get into real estate." And it just occurred to me that we can't be using a big car without good account. So I said, "Let me sell this car. I have some other money. Let's put it on it. And let's buy some acres of land." And that was what we did. Okay? So that you don't come and say, "Apostle, this thing says grace." It's not grace. It's grace. But that grace produced a body of wisdom. When we say grace is the answer for what wisdom did, we will not make that irreplicable. So he did and invested the money in some acres of land, did the plotting, did the survey, do all those things. And then we began to sell per plot. In 3 weeks, I was able to make 300% of my capital. In 3 weeks. All right? Because I know how to sell. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Very, very important. Is that clear now, somebody? Is that simple enough? All right, because we need to be this realistic with ourselves. So that we will not miss it. And listen to what I'm teaching you. You know. So, you have to be stable. Women are scared of instability. Your stability gives security. Then we also have emotional security. Okay? Emotional security. Yeah. That the woman is emotionally secure. She's not wrestling with other women over you. She's not having sleepless nights in order to go through WhatsApp message. Some men use GB WhatsApp. GB. I don't know, but I know that from what I heard that it has compartments, right? So people have different password for the phone than different password for WhatsApp. In fact, I've seen cases where a man is cheating, the wife confronted the man and the man beat the wife. That is in the nature of men to cheat. I'm an alpha male. You're not alpha male, you are yeye male. I saw a video this morning. The person states very wise and important reason why men need to have tight cheek, and I agree. I agree. Very, very prominent reasons. Why? Do you know as a man you need to have side cheek? He stated it. And I saw the video, I was like, what kind of video is this? I'll give you very important reason. Three, why you need a side cheek. Number one, because you are very stupid. That's number one. He said they must show that they are stupid. Number two, because they have to die young. Very deep. Solid stuff. Okay? There are boys, sir, who are not married yet, but they are about to marry an innocent girl that they already believe one woman cannot be enough. And the girl is saying, "He's my everything." Should we tell her? "He's your everything, but you are nothing to him. You are the one who is nothing to him." Because he still need like 10 more to feel complete. You know, people believe that nonsense. That Even if you look at cats, for instance, or let's say rats or dogs, that they can't be okay with one partner, that they have to sample. Even they say even chicken, like if you put chicken, one male chicken, it went around over this and then be told, that means that men are polygamous in nature. Are you a chicken? You have the nature of Christ. You will not, listen to what I'm saying, you will not be better by keeping quiet. You will have to say it again. I have the nature of Christ. My wife will not have to be running up and down because of me. No. I bring security and balance to my home. There is nothing the devil can offer that is compared to following the principles of scriptures. All right, people are doing these things because of they have wrongly believed the things they should not hear. Somebody who already has a weakness of women, now also reading materials that is showing that there's nothing actually wrong. David married several women. Even Abraham too did not have one. So why should you kill yourself? Because you are not patterned after Abraham. You are patterned after Christ. I say you are patterned after Christ. Praise God. Are you following what I'm teaching here? Now put your right hand on your chest as men and say in the name of Jesus, say, I have the nature of Christ. I will not be a problem to my home. I will not bring my family into shame. In the name of Jesus. I will not be promiscuous. I serve God all my days. I'm a good example to my children and to my wife. I lead well. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Very important. All right. Number two. What women are afraid of in men. Visionlessness. The woman is called helper or helpmate. Help that is meet. So you must be doing something that is worthy of the help. Do you understand? Yes. Very, very important. You must. You must. Until you know your purpose, you are not eligible to propose. Until you know your purpose, you are not eligible to propose. You don't call someone to join you on a journey going to nowhere. You must know where you are going and know it well. In fact, now we advise that it is not enough to know where you are going. You must be on your way there already. And then also find somebody who is on the way to somewhere similar. And I've said again and again that if your life, the greatest or the great expressions of your life have to die because you have married somebody, you didn't marry well. That's the truth. You didn't marry well. You say yes because this is it. We're in the same purpose. And it's because of the way we have raised girls. We have raised girls as slaves. This thing is cuckoo. At the end of the day, it depends on who you marry, because everything you have done now, you can scatter now. It's not true. I said it's not true. It's not true. Don't let anybody deceive you. You're on your way to somewhere very definite, and there's somebody also going there. And you are going together. And God is bringing. That would say, can two walk together except they agree? Amos 3:3. They agree. Are you following what I'm saying here? So we need, women want a man who is a visionary person. A man of vision may not necessarily be there yet, but he's on his way there. Okay? He's on his way there. And in fact, one of the ways we know you're a visionary person is that everything you do reflects it. Everything you do reflect it. The book of Habakkuk chapter number 2 from verse 1 says, I will stand on my watch. Habakkuk 2 from verse 1. I will stand on my watch and set me on the tower and watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables that he may run that read it. So a man of vision doesn't scramble. When you ask the person what is your life about, it doesn't start with actually. Many statements that start with actually don't end well. Actually. Actually what? We are asking, where are you going with your life? Say, I'm going somewhere. And It takes the eyes of the spirit, you know, to see it. I know you are a woman of the spirit, not lie. He wants to God no go shame us. He's whining you. He wants to bloat you. So you feel, yeah, it's true. Yeah, I'm a woman of the spirit. Yeah, I know. You know, these things, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither is it not lie. He doesn't have vision. When a man of vision talks, what he's saying is achievable, is believable. Okay? We understand it. It's plain. It's not conspicuous. It's not something that you'll have to climb a mountain to achieve. Being a visionary person simplifies your life. When you hear people who have vision, what they are saying is simple. Yes. It may not be easily attainable, but it's simple. Okay? Somebody is studying economics now. I said, do you know, next, with the kind of things I'm studying right now, you know, the kind of materials and everything I'm gathering now, in another 2 years, I'm a pilot. Not lie. Not lie. And people who don't have vision, they are the ones who speak more grammar. They can have different portfolios and different this. So now there are too many things you have said you want to become within the space of 2 years of knowing you. What exactly are you? Last year, you started by saying, you know, I'm planning to open a bakery. Okay, wow. Interesting. Say, wow. And now spoils the whole thing. I say, you know, this bakery is a ministry. True life story, but I don't know anybody. But I'm experienced on the, I know the way this man. Now, see this bakery is a ministry. See, we are looking at having the first bakery in Africa that people don't pay for. So then how do you run it? Say, you know, I have a document, a 240-page document. And when we look at this document, I was able to study through the lens of Paul. And, Oga, this bakery is not going to start. There's no vision. I told you a very funny story. One time my people on campus were going to open a business. I don't know if some of them remember that time. And they said they were going for vision casting. So I said, where are you guys having this vision casting meeting? They said, White Wall. White Wall is for prayer. So I said, okay, no problem. When you go for vision casting, then come back and talk to me. Then they came back. I said, you won't believe what happened. I said, what? Say, God moved. Business talk, God is moving. See, that's the problem. Read the book of Kenneth again, A Plan, Purpose, and Pursuit. There's time for everything. There's time for everything. When we're about to discuss business, you can't be falling under anointing. No, you can't. And then you're in the business room, they're about to discuss very important policies. You deserve to be fired. Are you standing on the floor? Once you are done, sack letter should wait for you. There's time for everything. I said there's time for everything. People who don't have vision, they have the biggest dreams. Always big. Gargantuan. Always big. Big stuffs. They will mesmerize you with different things every time. Do you know what I'm about to start now? I don't know. They are always about to start something and they never start anyone. Always about to start. Always about to start. Never starting anything. When you start hearing plenty grammar, blah, 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 now them. Within 6 months of relationship, 6 things you want to become. Not them. And there is no clear observation about you getting close to any of those things. There's nothing you are doing that is taking you there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be flying with somebody and then the fellow, you are an accountant or something, just say, Apostle, do you know that in another couple of months I'll be the one flying you? Not me and you. Fly who? Do you employ a pilot to fly you by faith? Talk to me now. Say, I don't know anything about flying, but I have faith. Will you enter? How do you marry a stupid person by faith? That God will change him. You put your entire life and your children. Nonsense. We know visionary people with their dogged commitment to their cause. They stay with it. They stay with it. I have always stayed around what my life is about, even when I was broke. Stay with it. You couldn't see me and call me lazy. You call me broke, not lazy. To call me many things, never lazy. There's no season of my life you could refer to me as lazy. The work, the tenacity, the grit. Very, very important. Tell the person beside you, don't be lazy with your vision. Say it loud and clear now. So men who lack vision frustrate intelligent women. And make they bring out madness out of them. Anyways, nobody can bring out of you what you don't have. But people can actually convert people and make them deranged. I've seen some terrible men destroy women's life, man. Ah, shit. You wonder now, this person, I've said it now. The person you marry is either a favor from God or a judgment from the devil. Whoever marries you now, is the person favored or judged? No, don't ask yourself. Look inside. I mean, if anybody should marry you now, is the person favored or judged? Will the person walk with a clear vision? Will the person not be stranded? Will the person be protected? Will the person's health and emotion be protected? These are questions to ask. Okay? And when a man is visionless, he communicates a lot of prospects, but none of them is coming to pass. You know, when we say a man has prospect, we are saying we are giving you credit. That's what prospect means. That you are not there, but you are showing signs, and I'm willing to take the risk. And you have to prove that the girl is not wrong. Because many people that people banked on, only for it to remain the same way. See, listen, visionlessness is like mirage. You know what mirage is? Sometimes you are driving on the road and you see what looks like water in front. Only to get there, you never find water. But it keeps appearing, never finding water. Age 30, no water. 35, no water. 40, no water. 50, no water. 55, no water. But it's actually not water. It's mirage. Those who succeed in life are men of one thing. There may be other abilities and other attributes, but they focus on that one thing well. Very important. Number 3. Many women are afraid of maltreatment. Look up. Maltreatment could be in many ways. Okay, look up. We cannot fully conclude. The first institution of marriage you attended was your parents' home, wedding, or marriage. That's your first of marriage. We cannot fully conclude that it was a good school. Let me come again. The first marriage institution you attended was your parents' marriage. And we are saying that we can't. The fact that the marriage produced you is not a conclusion, it was a good one. The year your dad married your mom is not the year you are marrying. Okay? So, we have to check. Do you know how to take care of a woman as a man? What does taking care of a woman mean? Because you can give an answer, but you mean something entirely different. And as far as you are concerned, once you give, once there's food and there's transportation, what's left? What's left? She not eating? She's eating. She not doing? What else does she want? No. You are Olodo and you have to learn. No, somebody has to confront this thing headlong and say you don't know anything. And the fact that your wife is not complaining doesn't mean you are doing well. She may just be watching and waiting for a good time. And women do that a lot. And one day she looks at you and says, okay, it's time we have this conversation. Some men don't know how to take care of their wives. Okay? They're romantic. He's as stiff as the rod of Moses. He doesn't take intuition. He doesn't know how to make a woman smile. Every time, boring. Okay? His coven friends on Facebook, they are closer to him than his wife. He'll be on video call, from there to phone call, and different things. Chatting. The wife is there. She does not even look like his wife anymore. They now look like roommates. And the only question he asks is, have you eaten? Say yes. Okay, you are good. Because he doesn't know any better. He doesn't know more than that. That giving a woman attention is part of care. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Understand that in your budget, you also budget for surprises for your wife. Clothes. It doesn't matter how much she's making. It's good. Know it and know peace. Is that clear? Very important. It doesn't matter how much a woman is making. The money to make air is sweeter when it's coming from you. Is that clear? Good. Recognizing the hair is more important than making the hair. Is that clear? Yes. When they chain nails, it's difficult to know for all the men. Even me, I used to fail at that. Okay? In case you didn't know and she called your attention to it, don't start with, oh, I didn't notice. Say it was too fine, I decided to hold on. When you say, you are saying it's not significant. Say, you know, you don't address something like this in your way. I was waiting for when it's with both of us. So, if you call her Lamba. OT, Abby. Do you understand? Anytime you didn't notice anything, you must know how to come back. I say, relax. I can't discuss that in the crowd. Don't worry. I was going to ask, was this nail painted with diamonds? No matter how strong the woman is. And you too, women, when they are telling you sweet things, respond. Respond. Nobody there can do. Oh, wow. Nice one. What are you doing? What's your problem? Respond. Okay? Be somebody that he can know that when he says something nice, you will respond. Not like he say, oh, carry now and take a bite. Okay? Very important. As a woman or as a husband, you are both a father and a friend. You are. Okay? Very important. Very important. You must have culture that shows that your spouse is in your thoughts consistently. Have spontaneous conversations. Many times I'm in front to preach and I'm on video call. My wife, call back. that thing you have done will make her hear the message well. I just finished speaking to the preacher. It's my husband. Okay? Not like, you know, every time I'm about to preach, you can't just call me. You can't, you know, now I'm fellowship with God. Because you heard one story of Babalola or Idausa, so you want to repeat it. Young ancient. Young ancient. Yaje. So far ahead, they worry you. Okay? There are men who are clueless. And that's why you have to be having conversation. A guy who is stingy while dating is not likely going to change. Because he said, you see, the mentality I have is that in relationship you don't spend money. They know they do transfer. There's one association like that that time. What's it called? Stingy Men Association. I forgot my ATM at home. Every time he calls you, let's go and eat. See, there's a place of being friends. You say, let's go out and eat, and you tell yourself, this is the amount we have, this is the budget. Okay? You should be that free for the person you want to marry. Okay? This is the budget. But not that he has. He said, you want to bring five alive? It's cheaper outside. It's cheaper outside. It's cheaper. Say, this one, there's 500 naira difference. Let's go and buy it. We'll pour it inside bottled water and bring it in. Yana Yeroa. Stingy man. Anytime you are buying suya, I tell you the onion is better. Buy more. Then put, say, reduce the meat because your cholesterol level. Stingy. All these things are obvious, but people get blinded by love. Yeah, I'm in love. Oh. Let me Jesus be this. You get, see, get these things. Oh. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen, look up, everybody. The issue is that many of us are liars. Our lives is not built on principles. The principles are good when they favor you. For instance, Nigeria is bad. Don't mind politicians, wicked politicians. But when you are not qualified for a job and your uncle is a senator, gives it to you, Nigeria has worked for you, you like it. But when they push you out and put somebody else there, the main country is just politics. When you are dating the guy, he's stingy towards everybody, but you are enjoying the money. So he's a good guy. But once he now brings you in, you are the one who is now collecting. Say, look at what he's doing. The things other people are complaining about your spouse, soon you are the one that will be faced with it. What is the employer complaining about? Different. What are they saying? Every time the friends are angry, he doesn't pray. When all of us are praying, he will not come out and pray. Say, you know, he just likes to sleep all the time. When you now marry him, he can't even say amen to prayers. He's that lazy spiritually. You are now looking for a prophet up and down. But you were enjoying it. You were enjoying it. When he never appreciated anyone who has ever contributed to his life, he will tear them down. So don't mind them. You're enjoying it. Let your life be built on principles. Is that okay now? Number what now? Number four. All right. Many women are afraid of abandonment. This is a serious one. Men have a psychological wiring that needs a lot of adjustment. The way a man is wired, he pursues what is next. That's the way a man is wired. So, when he feels it's time for... So, I've seen many girls get confused. Let's deal with this. And like, how can he just wake up one day and then just start talking to me? And this is... That is the way man is wired. That is the moment he feels it is time. Except for the one who is jumping. Okay? There's that one. But once he feels his time, he pursues. And then he pursues with everything he has. And give his attention, give his all those things. Somewhere in the corner of his mind, he does not intend to do this for life. In fact, you don't need him to do this for life. The man that will do this for life will not be a successful man. Okay? That every time, the same way, he will call you and then you talk throughout the night, extra cool. No. Both of you will have to focus on very important things. Is that okay now? We are not saying you are not important. So, it's wired to pursue what is next. And the moment he secures this deal, he moves to the next. We are not seeing another woman. Next thing, like, okay now, money. Let's begin to work on it. So the woman feels that, before I give you a yes, you're always calling. You this. Now look at what you are doing. You don't love me again. The man in his own world is saying, when I came, I told you I love you, right? Say yes. Have I come back to tell you I don't? Say no. That thing I said then is still standing. But a woman, say it every day. Say it now. Do you still love me? I do. Do you still love me? Say, I do. If I don't, I would have told you. That's one. But you must understand, all right, this balance to it. That even after getting the woman, the way to keep her is to still pursue. Yeah. Very important. You will have to pursue. You will have to still chase her. Like she's just that girl you find. Okay? When the thing was shocking you, you give transport when you go out. Say, just keep this now. Just keep it. Hold it. Lover boy. Just keep it. I gave you. I sent something to your account. Have you seen it? Yeah. In it. Yeah. But now you are fighting over 500 naira change. Now fighting over 500 naira change. Say, the other time, when you washed my trouser, I forgot 2,600 there. You did. Meanwhile, this same guy, before, we said, no. I mean, just keep it. Just keep it, man. And then, no, it's yours. He will say with smiles. But now, life don't happen. The eye don't clear. Okay? Don't abandon your spouse. And don't use ministry as an excuse to do so. You must have conversation about every season and the adjustment required. And prepare mentally and emotionally for it. Is that okay now? Very important. In fact, one of the things I've learned is that women don't like things too sudden. Women can't cope with it. So, I'm going to be away for 2 weeks. I'm giving to my... Somebody's going to come and stay with us. No. There's got to be preparation mentally. And adjustment for it. Okay? Men, you need to understand the way a woman is wired. Is that clear now? And if your wife is skeptical about somebody, take it serious. Take it serious. Women can identify the one that will cause you pain before the person even does it. Yeah. Take it serious. Okay? I won't say more than that. And let me give one more counsel. One of the signs that you fail in life is that you tame your wife. once you tame your wife and rid her of the ability to help you get it right, you will fail. Because the person God has given to you to help you, you have shut the person down. Make sure you never give the vibe that your wife cannot correct you. Make sure you never give the vibe that your wife cannot challenge you. Don't shut your wife down. Women can be shut down, yes. They will fight for it, and finally they submit for the sake of peace. Don't shut your wife down. It's not the way to be a man. A real man knows how to allow a woman be a real woman. And real women are protective. Very protective. Okay? Very important. All right. Number what now? 5. Poor leadership. Poor leadership. Poor leadership is not inability to lead. It is inability to lead in the right direction. Some men are alpha males. They can lead, but in the wrong direction. A dictator is a bad leader, but they can command things to happen. Is that okay now? It is actually inability to lead in what? The right direction. Once you get married, you are not making decisions for yourself alone. It's for the home, for the family. Don't... Ah, God. Don't put your selfish interest on your family. And rid them of God's plan because of your insecurity. Don't just drag your spouse away from the cycle they've always belonged to before they know you. Out of insecurity. Anybody who loves you will love your cycle. Particularly when they are healthy. Okay? Very important. When I was going to get married to my wife, she told me and said, so there are leaders she's accountable to. I went to see all of them. And it was a trip. I had to travel. Sit down, talk to them. I'm here to marry her, not to snatch her. At any time you want to see us, you're accountable. We are not here to... Do you understand what I'm saying? And it made me honor her more. Because if you want to marry a woman and immediately she start projecting those she's accountable to as people who are worthless, and forget about them. That woman is a dangerous woman. She has no value. No sense of value. If she can do anything for this, she can do anything for something else. Yes. You know that this person should be taken by looking at loyalty. The way the person upholds relationship. There's a balance. And these are issues. Are you still with me? All right. We have to learn the way these things work. So poor leadership. Number 6. Inability to take correct initiative. Inability to take correct initiatives. What do I say around here now? People have different IQ, level of IQ. Some people are just slow in their minds. And it can be frustrating when a vibrant woman has married a very slow guy. It's frustrating. Can't take initiative. He doesn't see it until you say, see it. I say, oh, wow. We know people should accept you the way you are, but help what they're accepting too. Help what they're accepting. Take initiative. Think. And one of the ways to do so is to serve. So you can be stretched. Okay? Your mind can be stretched. Don't pity yourself when it comes to growth and development. Allow yourself to be stretched. Is that clear? Don't pity, don't pamper yourself. Paul said, I put my body under. I beat it with blows. Stretch yourself. Stretch your mind. Don't demonize people once they stretch you. Or once they try to put you through and say what is right, you'll start drawing like okra. And everybody around you, they have to be managing your esteem for you. They have to be managing your emotions. And I've learned, even when people come and say that I want to follow you, it is not everybody you can stretch. You have to manage them. I say, just the way you want to be led is the way you'll be led. Rebuke not his corner, lest you bring shame on yourself. And for me, life is real. Many times I just tell myself that, oh, this person is somebody's load tomorrow, somebody's headache. And it's unfortunate, we'll still sing and eat rice on that wedding day. But we know this woman is going to buy plenty paracetamol. She will need it, and bandage, and iodine, or she will be injured. Father, help our boys, help our men, help our men. Restore real masculinity and leadership. Help our men to get it right. Help our men, Lord, that those who have been anointed to raise them will not be tired. In the name of Jesus, help our men, that the young girls that have been invested into will not suffer. Help our men to become mature men, secure, strong, vibrant. Help our men. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Please help across the world. Heal their hearts. Rescue them. Still their storm, Lord. Calm their fears. Repair them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. If you think that this message pampers the woman, then you don't know what you are talking about. Call for a meeting that has to do with self-development. 80 to 70% are women. Try it. Go and take statistics. You'll be shocked. Where are the boys? What's happening to them? Number what now? Immaturity. Immaturity. A mommy's boy. He has no discretion. The sisters and the parents, they control him. If care is not taken, they will even tell him when to sleep with his wife. He's married, but he's a mommy's boy. He doesn't know what to say and what not to say. He spread the wife's dirty linen anywhere. Says all things about her. Won't protect her. Won't defend her. Won't cover her. Won't shield her. Anybody around me knows. Doesn't matter how much I take you. Once you dishonor my wife, you have crossed a line. That one, I will not confront you as a pastor. I will confront you as a man. It's a red line. It doesn't matter if you are family. Once you make my wife as the object you want to confront, we cannot walk. It can't happen. Once somebody decide, we can't walk. Immaturity. There are matters, just let it go. Because they're not what the problem they will generate. And it takes maturity to overlook things. Marriage doesn't work with two women. One has to be a man. And being a man means you have to be strong. Not another woman in the house. Okay? Number what now? Number 8, which is where I'm going to stop tonight. Poor spirituality. Poor spirituality. He's not a priest. He's living a life that has no spiritual economic value. He doesn't pray for the wife, doesn't pray for the children, doesn't have a prayer life. Never have a word from the Lord. In fact, he's the one that will be sleeping and they are pressing, then the wife is now praying for him. Mommy, 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 I am a tanga. It's the wife's prayer that is keeping him on. Meanwhile, he's stubborn. Every time that woman is fasting for him, he will still go and do nonsense. The wife is pregnant. Never have a word from God. Will never lay hands on her. Will never speak words. Will never study his Bible. Most people who cause problems don't read their Bible and they don't pray. Sometimes people do some things. I just look at them. Before I take this person serious, are you a prayerful person? You can't be wise if you are not praying. God is the only wise God. Wisdom comes from him. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. You are saying you may be smart, but you are not wise. When weights of darkness trying to foam over the house, trying to claim your children's life, you have children that will go to university. They will meet all sort of people. Some who are coming from home raised by gays. And you leave them there. No spiritual oversight. No word. No prayer. No altar. No agreement. Many women know that their husbands don't pray. They know. No prayer life. Doesn't study. You as the man, how many chapters of the Bible do you read per day? Apart from you that know you are reading it, who else knows you are reading it? Say, the secret of my altar is secret. You don't have one. You are not an herbalist. I wish I can tell the women to tell their husbands. But meanwhile, many women have learned part of their survival instinct is to massage the ego. They can't tell him the truth. But they know in their heart, I wish he's a prayerful person. I wish. I wonder why many women respect their pastors, because women need covering. That's the truth. I can tell you some of the battles we have fought. But I pick some things in the spirit. My wife come and meet me and say, I saw this. Say, we will never discuss this again. I know the principle. And many times I will never tell her. But I will go and cry my eyes out to God. Speaking with a father in the body of Christ. And he said a statement. He said he's ready to go home. Said he's ready to go home. Said ever since his wife died, his life is not the same again. Tell Lord. Prayer. A prayerless husband is risky. Yeah, I saw somebody post it. It's risky. A prayerless wife is risky too. It takes more than affection to build a home, sir. It takes more than affection. Pray. Are you following what I'm saying here? Myself and my wife don't pray and I doze off. Never. Not once. Not once. I doze and say, now say, wake up now, baby, wake up, let's... I lead. And I don't take posture to make me sleep. Because everything good needs prayer. And the one that is not good to needs prayer. You are running a home against patterns. And you want to maintain without prayer. When you have people who are waiting for you to fail, and they say, we know you always fail. It won't work, sir. It won't work. Many men are making wrong decisions and leading their homes astray because they are led by their egos, not the Holy Spirit. Let's bow down our heads. Talk to God. In every area you have seen the need for correction, ask Him to empower you to make necessary adjustments. Please pray. Please pray. Right, make sure you are communicating to God to make right adjustments. Yes, thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Get up, everybody. Have you been blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details, 2215005289 UBA.